Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello, how are you doing? Welcome back to the latest episode of the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast, now on Tuesdays. I'm so glad you're here. Listen, I know there are tons of podcasts that you could spend your time listening to, so I am really grateful that you've chosen mine. Can I ask you a favour? Would you mind sharing this podcast with a friend? I don't know about you, but I love to get a podcast recommendation. Hey, I just listened to this podcast, or I love this podcast. I think you'd love it as well. Those are the podcasts that I listen to. So if you would grab the link and message a few friends, that would be amazing. And if you're loving Living Clutter-Free Forever, will you leave me a review? Reviews really do help my podcast get into the hands of other people who might not know about it yet. So reviews really do help that algorithm, and I would be super thankful. So I wanted to chat with you today about a topic that's been on my mind a lot lately, getting my teenagers to tidy up their rooms. I'm sure you can relate, right? Yes, even as a KonMari consultant, I do not have kids with perfectly tidy bedrooms. As a fellow parent, I know how frustrating it can be when you're constantly telling your teenagers to tidy their room and nothing seems to change. But I've learned that sometimes we need to take a step back and try to understand things from their perspective. With that in mind, I quizzed a bunch of teenagers from around the world on how they feel about their rooms, how they feel about tidying, and the million-dollar question, how they feel about their parents asking them to tidy up. So buckle up for a journey into the teenage mind. It might have you rethinking how you interact with your teens. So where to begin? For starters, teenagers are at an age where they're trying to assert their independence. So they may see tidying their room as just another way that we're trying to control them. And to some extent, they'd be right. It's important to approach the subject in a way that respects their autonomy and individuality. These are the questions I asked and the responses I got. And it's worth mentioning that 20% of the teenagers answering my questions identify as male, the other 80% as female. So the first question was, how do you feel about the current state of your bedroom? 59% said, it's a bit messy, but it doesn't bother me. 24% said, it's fine, but it could be better. 12% said, I love it, it's just the way I like it. And only 6% said, I can't stand it, it's way too messy. I think this shows us that although the state of our kids' bedrooms might be stressing us, it probably isn't bothering them. However, when I ask them how their bedroom makes them feel, it paints a different picture. So how do you feel when your bedroom is messy? It doesn't bother me at all, 44%. I feel a little bit uncomfortable or anxious, 25%. I feel embarrassed or ashamed, 6%. I feel really stressed out and overwhelmed, 19%. And then one of the kids answered, it's not very important to me as long as I can walk around and find stuff, it's okay. Honest, at any rate. So 50% of the teenagers I asked had a negative feeling associated with their bedroom when it's messy. They may feel embarrassed or ashamed when friends come over, and it can also impact their mental health and well-being. This is where we can step in and provide them with the tools and support they need to keep their space tidy and comfortable. It's important to have an open and non-judgmental conversation with our teenagers about how they feel about their living space. By validating their feelings and concerns, we can show that we care about their well-being and want to support them in creating a comfortable and organized environment. We need to make it about them and not the impact their space has on us. But it interested me to find out what motivates them to keep their bedroom tidy. For 18% of them, it was that they just like having a clean space, whereas 33% only tidy up because their parents tell them to do it, i.e. they need a reminder. Other motivating factors are, I want to set a good example for my siblings or friends, or I like it to look pretty, or there's people coming over. But for 33%, it was that they feel more productive or focused when their space is tidy. I think it's really interesting that they are aware themselves that they are more productive and focused when their space is tidy. But the main motivation for them to tidy up in the first place is their parents reminding them. I know from personal experience that if I don't suggest tidying up, it probably wouldn't happen in my house either. So now we get to the crux of it. I asked them, what are some challenges you face when trying to keep your bedroom tidy? I think as parents, we often think they just can't be bothered. But the results were really interesting. I'm too busy with school or other activities, 25%. I don't know where to start or what to do, 31%. I get easily distracted or bored, 25%. I just don't care that much about having a tidy room, 6%. I don't know where to start or what to do, and I just don't care that much about having a tidy room, 6%. And another 6%, all of the above. As I looked at these results, it really made me think of a lot of adults I talk to about tidying, and I include myself in this. We will say we're too busy, meaning we don't think we have the time. We don't know where to start or what to do, and we get easily distracted and bored and end up scrolling through social media. Maybe if we could help our teens learn these life skills now, they will find tidying as adults less of a chore and less challenging. So now the big question. How do you feel when your parents ask you to tidy up your room? Now, wouldn't you like to know the answer to this one? How many times has trying to get your teen to tidy their room ended up in an argument or conflict? Perhaps knowing how they feel about you asking or how you ask would go towards helping this. So here it is. 13%, fine, I don't mind doing it. 63%, annoyed, but I'll do it eventually. 19%, angry or frustrated that they're always nagging me about it. 7%, annoyed because I am trying my best. And I asked if anyone felt ignored or overwhelmed because they asked too much, and no one answered to that one. And in answer to, do you feel like your parents are too strict or too lenient when it comes to your bedroom cleanliness? 19% felt their parents were too strict. No one thought they're too lenient. Amazingly, and I was surprised at this, 44% of the teenagers I asked thought their parents were just right in the amount they asked, but 38% weren't sure. And I did ask, have your parents ever helped you tidy your room? And if so, how did that make you feel? 27% responded, yes, it made me feel happy and appreciated. But 23% said yes, but I felt embarrassed or ashamed. 7% said no, but I wish they would. And 30% said no, and I don't want them to. One answered, yes, sometimes she takes 2 days to do it. Well, perhaps it was a real mess if mum needs 2 days to tidy up. And are there any specific things your parents could do to make it easier for you to keep your room tidy? 25% felt they needed more space or storage solutions. 6% felt they needed offer to help clean or organize. 19% said it would help to be encouraged with positive reinforcement. But 44% said, just leave me alone and let me do it my own way. One person answered, take my autism and ADHD into account. This is a really good time to mention your teen's personality and other challenges they might be facing. We know from the adults in our lives that we all tick differently, and what one of us finds easy, someone else might struggle with. Our teens are no different. We can offer them strategies and encouragement, but if at the end of the day their personality makes staying tidy really challenging, then we do need to take this into account. In the same way that a teen with autism or an ADHD diagnosis is potentially going to have a whole load of issues going on that we might not even be able to begin to understand. If your child does have a diagnosis, it's really important that you find out how you can best support them. There are so many great resources online these days. It might be as simple as the way you word things for them, but it could be as complicated as you needing to help them identify what they're struggling to remember to do and put up post-it notes as reminders strategically around the house or set reminders on their phone. We can't get annoyed and frustrated with a teen who is really trying but has actually reached the limit of their capabilities without further support. So what suggestions can we make to them? I asked this group if they had any ideas for how to make tidying their room more enjoyable or less than of a chore. 60% said listening to music or a podcast while they tidy would help. 12% said breaking up the task into smaller, more manageable chunks would be great. 12% said set a timer and race against the clock to see how quickly I can tidy up. 6% wanted to ask a friend or family member to help them tidy and make it a fun activity. And 6% wanted to try and finish one entire task in however long a certain time is, like a race. So how can we better support our teens? One way is by involving them in the process of creating a clean and organized space. Rather than telling them what to do, we can work with them to create a plan that fits their schedule and preferences. For example, maybe they prefer to clean their room in short bursts throughout the day rather than all at once. By giving them some control over the process, we're more likely to get their buy-in and cooperation. Another thing to keep in mind is that everyone has their own way of organising and tackling their mess. So we need to give our teenagers some space to work out what works best for them. This may mean letting them choose how they want to organise their space or giving them some ownership over the process. For instance, I tried to help my daughter over the years with lots of systems and it's never worked, but she recently took up bullet journaling and has found it to be an effective way to keep track of her assignments and schedule. She's even started using it to make to-do lists for cleaning and organising her room. By finding a system that works for her, she's been more motivated to keep her space tidy. I know this can be challenging, so I've put together a guide to help you, the Frustrated Parents Guide, how to get your kids tidying up without them even realising it. It's full of tips and tricks to help you with kids of all ages. To grab your free copy, just go to caroline-thor.com/kids. So my next question was, do you think having a tidy room affects other areas of your life, such as your ability to focus or be productive? Half of the kids I asked said absolutely, a tidy room makes me feel more focused and productive. 19% said maybe, I'm not sure if it makes that much of a difference. 6% said, not really, I can focus and be productive no matter how tidy my room is. And 13% said, no, having a tidy room doesn't affect my focus or productivity at all. And then I had 6% who said, I'm not very focused anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And 6% who said, no. One teen shared, I'll only ever tidy up my room if there are big stakes at risk, for example, people coming over, or I need to take a picture and have it look good. Whilst another admitted, I can't stop buying stuff. Having too much stuff in their room is definitely not going to help with keeping it tidy. Depression gets in my way. This teen was brave enough to acknowledge this in my survey. It's a bigger problem than we perhaps realise amongst young people. And if you're concerned about your child, it's definitely worth seeking medical advice and perhaps having them tested. One person answered, I hope parents of teens these days have a much better of understanding of how ADHD and autism can show up specifically with tidiness and how to be more supportive and work with the strengths and weaknesses of that. One way is to support them in providing them with the right tools and resources to keep their space tidy. This may include storage solutions, organisational tools, or even a weekly cleaning schedule that they can follow. By providing them with these resources, we're setting them up for success and making it easier for them to maintain a clean and organised living space. So how can we support our teenagers in keeping their rooms tidy in the first place? First, we need to set some clear boundaries and expectations around what needs to be done and when, but also need to be there to offer guidance and support without coming across as critical or judgmental. It's important to remember that our teenagers are still learning and growing, and we can help guide them along the way. For example, if they're struggling to keep their room tidy, we can work with them to identify the root cause of the problem and come up with a solution together. By working together as a team, we're more likely to achieve our goals and maintain a positive relationship, and that is so important. It might even be necessary to accept that it's their space, and as long as it doesn't affect the rest of the house and you, maybe that's okay. Perhaps choose one or two things that are non-negotiable for you, such as dirty clothes in the laundry basket not on the floor, and all food-related items such as plates and mugs and food leftovers to be returned to the kitchen. So in conclusion, getting our teenagers to tidy up their rooms may be a challenge, but by understanding their perspective, giving them some autonomy and providing support when needed, we can create a tidy and comfortable living space for everyone in the home. And to finish off, as one teen told me in the survey, my room, my space. And a massive thank you to all those teens who took the time to fill out my questionnaire for me. You were in New Zealand, the UK, Germany, Ireland, Scotland, all over. And I'm so grateful. Okay, if you love this episode, please leave a 5-star rating for this podcast and leave a review. The more reviews you leave, the more my podcast gets pushed out into the algorithm to find the people that really need it so I can help them organize their homes and their lives. So leaving a review would go a long way and I would be super thankful. Thanks again for tuning in, and I can't wait to see you again next Tuesday. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time, but if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.